Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Sartori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom and I thought back about the game last night. The best compliment I think I can give Minnesota is they kept answering back. That's a pretty good trait in this game, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that's a testament to them, and I think that's a very strong statement on your part and a very good analysis of the game right now.
How frustrating is it to have a lead twice and lose?
No, it is. You want that next one. You want that next one. You're waiting for it, and they answered back. No question, Schultz. It's frustrating, but we were the road team, and that's what can happen on the road.
Ross Armour got the first goal. He missed a bunch of time with that injury. What did you like best about that play, that face-off win, or win it and get to the post for a rebound?
Well, I like winning it. And then I like how he won it clean. And I like, most importantly, I liked how Will Zamola got the puck through. He got the puck through clean, and Ross was right on the doorstep.
Owen Sillinger's shorthander reminded me an awful lot of Chris McKelvey's shorthander, which got him a hat trick at Colorado College. Breakaways, shorthanded goals on big ice just seemed to take forever to play out. What was going through your mind during that play last night?
Just get a little more separation, Owen. Get a little more separation so he could get a shot off. And he actually had enough separation where he did get that shot off, and that was a big goal.
Great instinct to make the play, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But our guys are doing a good job on the penalty kill, and we want to be a very aggressive the first 5 seconds of a penalty kill, even if we lose the faceoff. We want to attack, and we want to pressure because they're not in their structure, and Owen did that, and you're right, exactly right. And he picked off that pass, and he was off to the races.
You had one practice at home. You had one practice here on Friday. You had a pregame skate yesterday. Is that enough to get the legs back after a couple of weeks?
No, it takes a while. You need to battle. You need to compete. You need to play in a game like we did last night. But Minnesota was in the same situation. So there's, two teams that both had lengthy breaks, but the guys, again, they were off, but their muscle memory is right there, and I didn't think either team missed a beat last night.
I remember last year coming back from break, you guys played at Air Force, and that was a lot tougher, wasn't it?
Well, I think it was the altitude too. I am going to compound that with the altitude, but this probably a little different.
Along with Coach Sartori, when we return, pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Sartori. You know, going into this weekend, you were either going to play St. Cloud for a third time or play Minnesota State and have them on the schedule for at least five. Have you ever coached non-conference games against conference opponents before?
It's a good question, Schultz. I've never thought of it. I wish you'd have told me that question ahead of time. I would dig down deep and try to think about it. I'm going to say no, Schultz. I'm just trying to think. I haven't been in that many tournaments, to be honest with you. Vermont, and you've been with us most of the tournaments. So why would we ever play? We never play anybody within a conference. And, there's tournaments in the East, the Dartmouth or the Vermonts. And we were only in the Mariucci Classic once. And, when I was Union and Ferris State. So I'm going to say no, Schultz.
Football, a divisional team in the NFL, you're going to play them a second time. You may hold something back for the second time. Hockey is a game of no secrets. This game isn't going to play out that much different than any of those four conference games to come, are they?
No, no question. And you have the pairwise on the pairwise rankings, and obviously we're lower in the pairwise than Minnesota State. But it's a huge game for Minnesota State. Every game for Minnesota State is gargantuan because they like to be another. They're going to be in the national tournament. It's already a done deal. So where are they going to be? They want to be a one seed, a two seed, or a three seed. Well, if they want to maintain a one seed, they got to win games.
They're going to be upset after the result last night. How important is the first handful of minutes of this game today?
Oh, they're going to be one angry team. So, it is what it is, Schultz. It's, we have the short turnaround, but we just got to be ready to play.
You haven't specifically scouted them, but I'm sure you've seen them as you're scouting some of your other opponents. What have you seen about them?
Well, again, just how good they are. I mean, they're the best. I think they're the best team in college hockey. North Dakota might be better right now, even though Minnesota State beat them three out of 4 points, or a win and a tie back in October. But that was in October. North Dakota's probably the best team right now, as we But still, I don't care what happened. That game was crazy last night. I'm going to still put Minnesota State as one or two, and that's what you're competing against. And a team who's again, one of the best teams in college hockey. You knew that going in. They're experienced. They've got scoring. They know how to defend. They've got so many puzzle pieces, and they got a power play that's lights out.
Both teams in the same boat as far as you got one day to prepare. It's just go out there and play, right?
Exactly. That's how I'm looking at it. We're not, we're not even showing video today of the game last night, mostly with the short turnaround. What we're going to do is show some clips on Mankato, and that's about it. And you're 100% right. Go play.
Dryden McKay has been lights out. He's got a goals against under one in league play. Is that more of a goalie stat, or is that how well they play defensively in front of him too?
You know, it's a team stat, and I like to say I like to think our goals against average is a team stat too. I mean, it's it's a group of six, and everybody has to take interest and has to take. Take part in being a good defensive team, and you got to play honest, you got to play hard, and you got to take pride in your defensive play. And he's a good goalie, but he's got a good collective group in front of him, just as